I thought I might just introduce you to the idea of why Hamish and I thought this. In fact, I think Hamish thought it was a good idea and invited me.
Oh, what?
No, we've actually, as you heard, I have the privilege of being Victoria's government architect, which is a role. I've been an architect for 40 years, and my role in government is one of an advisor and an advocate for good design. And along the way, in the 8 years, I'm into my seventh year now, just heading into my eighth year of being government architect. And along the way, I've had a kind of an advocacy role alongside a lot of Melbourne's architects to help their public projects kind of hang on to the really good things that are really good for the community. And along the way, Hamish and I, even though we've known each other a lot longer than that, we've actually sat around the table in a lot of the public projects that have been delivered in Melbourne. As we were talking about a tour, we realised that there's a lot of projects that NH have been responsible for on the walk that we're going to do, and they're projects that I've also had a role in working with Hamish to get these projects through. So that's why we worked out, and I've added a whole lot of other things into it, so that because there's also a lot of heritage along the way and a lot of interesting stories. And in fact, what is behind the kind of concept of the idea of public architecture is the impact that a person or a policy or a kind of an attitude of government, or even a moment of funding that says, let's do this, let's put money into this type of project. And so a lot of the projects that we're looking at have that moment in Melbourne where someone's found some funding and they've said, let's put a bridge, let's do an art project, let's do a concert hall, let's do an exhibition centre. So that's what the type of conversation we'll have along the way. And I've got lots of notes because I've got lots of dates and things because I think that's really interesting. So hopefully that will kind of provide some commentary. Hamish, do you want to say a bit about yourself?
Yes, well, I'm an architect and I've been involved in some of the projects we'll walk along and pass today, so be careful what you say. Have enjoyed it enormously and have hopefully got a few more left in the tank. We are under a very beautiful M Pavilion by Amanda Levette, who's an architect from London. We do a little bit of work with Amanda. She's got a lovely office in, if those people know London, in Islington. In order to work in our office, you are required to always take your shoes off, Japanese style. So the night before you go to meet her, you do have to be careful about what socks you are wearing. But you're a very fine architect, and it's very nice to see these M Pavilions get repurposed from, you know, opposite the NGV. I think they've all found a home.
To give a bit of a background, in 2014, the first M Pavilion was built in the Queen Victoria Gardens opposite the National Gallery of Victoria. This is M Pavilion Mark II, so this was the second one that was built. The first one was done by an Australian architect. All the others have been architects who've never worked in Melbourne. And there's been an ambition. It's based on the Serpentine in London. And it's this idea of a place for gathering where you are hosted. Anyone can put their hand up to run an event in these sorts of places. And it's a summer program of incredible conversations, discussions, presentations. There's even yoga, there's even dog walks and things like that. But the ambition behind it, it's supported by the Naomi Milgram Foundation and the City of Melbourne and the state government. So a kind of a collaborative agreement between those three parties. And each one is given a new home when it's finished, which is incredibly generous because what it means is that the architects have to design them not to last 3 months as a sort of speaker's corner, but a lot of work's put into, gee, where will this one go? And I have to say this one sits beautifully here.
Yes.
It's been relocated and it's, oh, it looks lovely. It looks like it was designed for this space, really. It's obviously of nature. It's a forest. We're standing under a canopy of a whole lot of petals. And these are carbon fibre poles. And the idea is that they, when it's windy, they move a bit. So the whole thing has got a little bit of movement in it. It's a little bit kinetic.